This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Conversation Podcast with Funny Man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah!
This is Damian Lemon.
And this is Ali Muhammad, the voice of your choice.
This is In the Conversation.
That it is.
We back.
You know what I'm saying? We back fully fleshed out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the building. But before we get started, we're going to take a moment for everybody to hit that subscribe button.
Hit it. There you go.
Ha!
Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome back, brother.
Yeah, man. I was heated that I missed that last show.
Oh yeah.
I was listening back. Y'all sounded like y'all was having a good ass time and shit.
It's always a good time when young Nori come through. Shout out to Nori Davis. He got the Too Woke album taping coming on Black Panther Friday. And I was worried about him at first, but he sold out his 8 p.m. He's got
one more
show left.
No
so
doubt.
If y'all thought Nori was funny, y'all should go check him out at Union Hall in Brooklyn. That's the homie.
No doubt. Yeah, so I listened to the show back, and I was like, man, should have been there.
Yeah, the people wanted you here.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it would have been cool.
It would have been cool. You know what I'm saying? I had to, you know, make it happen.
You was out there getting a bag, huh?
Yeah, it was, you know, some work-related, you know, activities.
You've been real up. You're on your Pixar.
Hey, man, listen, man. I'm not gonna deny it. Uh-huh. I'm not gonna deny the up or the light or the shine or none of that shit. Cause I've been down.
Yeah. I've been down before.
I've been down. That was shit.
Yeah.
I had a sustained run at down at one point, but you know. So yeah. Up is very welcomed.
Yeah.
And you know, what I want to do is keep it up. You know, I want to stay up. Like, stay up so you ain't got to get up type shit.
I hear that shit.
So, you know, I'm not turning down, you know, the opportunity to mix it up and keep it moving. So,
how have the conversations changed?
The conversations, you know, I don't know if it's just one thing or the other, or mm-hmm. it's just, you know, sometimes it's just a time. It's just a moment where motherfuckers just look at you different one day. That's it. I mean, I don't know, because I can't explain. You know, the phone ring a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like when people talking to you, you know what I'm saying? I had one client, we went in, and it was like, you know, da-da-da-da-da, we went through the whole shit, da-da-da-da, and then at the end, it was like, you know, so what you guys thinking on budget? And then I was like, whatever you need.
Ooh.
Just let us know.
Ooh.
I'm like, what? What?
Whatever you need.
I'm like, what? Whatever you need.
Don't say that.
Shit. Is this how it goes on the other side?
Shit.
So, yeah, man, it's been cool, man, but still got long way to go. Still got goals. Still got shit you want to do. But, I mean, the main thing, the most exciting shit, though, really, you know what I'm saying? It's not even the phone calls and the propositions or whatever. It's just people kind of appreciating the shit that you do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I put up that Just Being Black last week.
Right.
You know, I shot that like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like one of those pieces that has historically gotten me more work than all my other work.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So all my corporate, fancy, shiny, fashion, whatever mm-hmm. shit is trumped by that one little 2-minute video about Just Being Black.
Mm.
A lot of people see that, and then they can see your perspective. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I put that up, you know what I'm saying, for public consumption one more again, because I put it up 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Put it up again on Instagram, and that shit went a little different this time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people really appreciate it. I guess it's people being black is more cool now.
Yo, it's Black History Month.
It's Black History Month. It's Black Panther Week.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it is people rolling with it now.
It's a black time right now.
It's a black time. It's like, it's a black renaissance right now. And I just want to be one of them players in the motherfucking game.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And people have been really showing a lot of love on that shit. So, you know, shit, I'm happy.
That's what's up. That's good to do. I noticed that, like, when, I think we talked about it, when artists or something, when they get some light out the blue, whether it's a controversy, whether it's a new song, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting a bunch of new people that are coming through,
right?
they re-up that, hey, listen, just in case you missed out. Yeah. Get hip.
Get hip.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Introduce you to my catalog.
But yeah, but
that's what catalog's for.
That's what it's for. But at the same time, it's kind of like, it wasn't even like thinking of, okay, let me put this out here so people can catch up. It was just like, it just felt like you should put that up today.
Right.
You know, there wasn't no thought into it. It was like, you should put that up. I just put it up. And it moved in a way. It was surprising because I got more followers than I ever got in a single day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? More people, right, reposted it and, right. You know what I'm saying, talked about it in different places. So, which was like, man, that's a sign. I need to do more shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, that's where we at. Since it's popping, you know, you just got to jump ahead of it and keep it moving and keep putting shit out. You know what I'm saying? Keep talking to them. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot has to do with, you know, we talk to people every week now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the last 4 years, but you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When somebody is looking you up, they're like, oh, shit, it's a whole catalog of material that they could look at.
Then they feel late. That's the best shit, too. It's like when these SoundCloud rappers, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you like, oh, shit, who the fuck is this? And then you go to their SoundCloud and they got like 4 million streams. You're like, right. Oh, shit, I'm way behind.
I'm late than a mug.
I'm late on Lil Toenail.
Wait, man, I discovered a SoundCloud rapper. Not discovered, because they've been popping. I'm kind of late, but not really late, but kind of late.
Who's this?
It's a rapper. It's a girl rapper from Philly. What's her name? Chiziano. And she be spitting, man. I like her. I like how she do her shit. I like her mind.
Chiziano?
Yes. Chiziano.
White, black?
Black.
Okay.
Black. She was, her name is Chyna Rogers. She used to be a model.
Mm-hmm.
She came up under, you know, ASAP Yams and all them in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
I had read an article on a few years back.
Right.
And I followed her on Instagram, but I never really listened to her music. I just, you know what I'm saying? You know how you had them SoundCloud rappers, you know?
Right.
You just be looking at their activities. You're not listening to their music.
Mm-hmm.
And then she posted this one post on Instagram, and the beat was so fucking hard to me.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit went, I mean, I played that shit over and over. I put it on the big speakers to play. I'm like, yo, this shit is fucking crazy. And it's not something that's out yet. They was in the studio doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, this shit is fucking fire.
Mm.
So I just kept playing that shit. And then I'm like, let me go listen to this. Let me go to her SoundCloud,
mm-hmm.
see what's cracking. And I basically, in a one day, I just listened to her whole catalog. And I just, like, she has a lot of dark shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I guess once I read the article, it was kind of like she was... She was on drugs at one point. Now, she's younger than a motherfucker, but she was on drugs, had to kind of beat a habit. I don't really know which drug or which habit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But she beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a model when she was doing that. You know what I'm saying? So she stopped being a model, started being a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
So her lyrics sometimes get dark, but they so raw and they so honest feeling that, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you look at an artist, like, if you look at a painting and shit, like, yo, that shit looks dark. What the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
But it's intriguing. So you have to study it.
Right.
You have to look at it. Like, when I hear her lyrics, they come off so raw, but so honest.
Dark like what? Like, what?
It's
what
just,
mean?
You know what I mean?
Like,
it's
depressed or like violent?
Like, depressed. Like, she got this one, and she was in this one era where she was like, you know what I'm saying? This was like, music to die to and shit.
Okay.
That's dark than a motherfucker.
Damn.
Like, wait a minute. What kind
I'm
of
gonna
music?
Play that later.
You know, but you know what I'm saying? You start to listen to it because you know, you come across a lot of artists that have different perspectives than you.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these artists these days have different perspectives because I'm not coming up in their age.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not on the lean or the pills or whatever the fuck.
Right.
So, you know, so you had to listen from a different perspective, but I just like the way she put her shit. You know what I'm saying? I like the way she called shit out. I like, you know what I'm saying? It's like on one line on this song with the hard ass beat. She was like, you know what I'm saying? I could look in your eyes and tell you play with your nose. You know what I'm saying? And that's only a motherfucker who been there could tell you some shit like that.
Right. That's hilarious.
You know what I'm saying?
Funny as shit.
Hey, but she cool. Like, she a cool motherfucker. I like
Chiziano?
Yeah, I like the way she fucking think and I like the way she spit.
Shout out to Chiziano.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, so speaking of SoundCloud rappers, that was, you know, you do make some you know, I like when I make a discovery like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where she's going to go, what she's going to do in her life, but for this moment right here, right now, I appreciate what the fuck she doing, and you know what I'm saying?
It's check
some,
out.
Some shit, you know what I'm saying, the bump. I can't wait till that other shit that she was in the studio with
drop. Put that shit on the Facebook page, the shit about the, I can tell you play with your nose.
Yeah, it's on that Instagram post.
Okay.
Yeah, I put it up.
Yeah, put that
but, up. But on my favorite, her, she got probably like four or five little, I wouldn't say they mixtapes, because they're only like six songs and mm-hmm. shit like that. But it was this one called 90.
Okay.
That's my favorite one. Mm-hmm. And she got a song called The Conversation.
Oh, shit. That's what's up. That's like, how she got you in?
Nah, I don't think so. Okay. But when I did see it, I was like, oh, we linked. We cosmically linked.
That's what's up. That's cool.
Yeah.
And she's popping. You say she's got a bunch of, you weren't early on it.
It's not millions, but, you know, since she's doing a tour in Europe, right? She in a couple of days, she's going to tour Europe. And, you know, you see her doing her shows. You know how it is? It's like, you remember when, let's say,
nope.
It's a lot of rappers that jump from SoundCloud to they thing, and they have these little shows, and they having shows all over, and they have crowds and shit, but you ain't never heard of them, but people go out pay to see them and shit. She mm-hmm. like that.
Okay.
So people be at her shows, and them shits be packed.
She's popping.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It ain't like she over here and over there and all in the press. She get a lot of little fashion press, like, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, a little
model.
Them, yeah, like them fashion mags or the cover and shit.
Right.
But that ain't like, you know, that ain't where the hardcore at.
Nah, that's what I got to check for.
Yeah, check out.
You know? I found this one female rapper on YouTube named Phoebe.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's from Brooklyn. She all right. She can spit a little something. And I really felt her on some old spitting in the car, cause that's the venue
mm-hmm.
for the you know the upstart rapper.
Right.
If they're fortunate enough to have a vehicle, it's often a lot of driver's seat. You know what I mean? Bars.
Mm-hmm.
And she got some shit. She was all right. I was checking her out. And then speaking of SoundCloud rappers, and I wasn't joking. There's a motherfucker out there named Lil Toenail.
Oh shit.
Dude, his name Lil Toenail. I was like, get the fuck out of here. I forgot who put me on. My man Dan Weeks, actually. I think that's mm-hmm. his name. Dan Weeks, he featured for me out in Atlanta. And he's up on a lot of these little SoundCloud rappers. He was like, oh, here's one cat named Lil Toenail. I said, get the fuck out of there. And then I went online. He's got a lot. He got millions of listens.
What'd he sound like?
I couldn't even tell you what he sound like. I don't even think I went as far as I just took it in. He's sitting in a big ass, like he got a tow suit on with the face out.
You can stop right now.
So it's a little novelty looking, but this motherfucker getting streams heavy. But Lil Toenail it's to the point where these shits are starting to sound like domain names.
Exactly.
You just gotta get on it early. Get Lil in. Toenail.
It's like I caught Tekashi 6ix9ine kind of early.
Yeah, he did.
About maybe 2 weeks before he just went crazy. That smug is out of there.
Yeah. He on fire.
He's every song sound the same, but he out.
Yeah. Yeah.
He keep dropping them bitches.
He's big on the visual, because I see the video of him, I guess his new video, they shooting some shit. It looked like they in a tunnel or something. Right. Like
he's and
they
hanging out the car.
All the way out the car, about to die.
Right.
Yeah. I hope he don't Brandon Lee himself.
And then he got that old school New York with all of the cats from the hood.
Dangerous.
You know what I'm saying? Just like, yeah. Oh, man. Like, just 1,000 niggas in the video.
He found the last gentrified block, last pre-gentrified block in Bed-Stuy.
The crazy part is, when I first discovered him, mm-hmm. somebody was circulating the video
mm-hmm.
of them in Bed-Stuy. Just jumping on top of these cars and shit.
Wait a minute.
My first thought was, wait, hold up, motherfucker. I wish a motherfucker
would. I hope my car ain't in this motherfucking video. It's going to be some shit.
I wish a motherfucker would be on top of my car. But then you step outside and it's 1,000 niggas with Uzis and shit on your car.
You going to do?
All right, Mr. 6ix9ine.
Dude.
I'll take you to court.
I remember one time I went out to my car. This was years ago. I was in Harlem. And I went out to my car to get in my car, and it was like about 12 niggas just around my car. One or two niggas sitting on my car, some old gang looking niggas. And I had, you know, that's a moment where you gotta come strong.
Right.
Even if it looks, because it looks like it could go, it might not, it could go either way, but you can't come through passive and reluctant. You gotta, excuse me, my man, you know what I mean? Fam. And then they hopped off. My bad. So they hopped off. They got in the car. I was like, whew, all right, cool. It wasn't no shit. I'm driving. And then I guess it starts raining and shit. So I put my windshield wipers on. I turn my windshield wipers on. And all of a sudden, some shit flip out. I'm like, what the fuck is that? It was a box cutter. Niggas is tucking box cutters in my fucking windshield. I said, man, my shit is a stash spot.
It's a stash spot. They'll never check this.
They was disrespecting my Corolla. it was very Corolla disrespect. I didn't like that. But
I thought it was on the new board.
No. I think they hopefully would respect that. But I think they.
Yeah, you know, niggas respect it. Somebody said, it's a comedian with a joke, and he was like, he was at the light. And somebody, I guess, in a Honda, come behind him and blew the horn.
Beep, beep.
Yeah. And he looked in the mirror, looked at, these motherfucking in the Honda, like, fuck out of here. And he was like, but at the same time, I'm at the next light, motherfucking honked the horn, boop, boop, in the Mercedes Benz. He was like, let me get out of his way. He got Mercedes Benz shit to do.
That's hilarious.
But I feel you, you go out there and it be that whole crowd. I got caught up in a situation one time where I had to confront a group of wild hooligans.
You got to steal yourself. You got to low-key talk your sneak. Hey. Shit might get crazy, B.
I was in Miami, and I was in college at the time. We was down in Miami for the weekend. We went to Luke's. And, everybody at that time went to Jumbo's after the club. Mm-hmm. So from every club, everybody go to Jumbo's.
Right.
And so we pulled up in Jumbo's, and these cats from 6-1 Boys, which, they was very notorious gangsters and, gangster killer drug dealers, like the wildest bunch in the city, at the time. Like, they was a force to be reckoned with. And they had, they had the wild doo-doo dreads, and they would wear camouflage before camouflage was a fashion statement.
Mm-hmm.
That was like, nigga in camouflage used to be like, okay.
That's a threat.
Yeah, gold teeth, dreads, and camouflage, nigga.
the profile of the wrong nigga to fuck with.
So these niggas is pulled in the parking lot. They not parked in the spaces.
Right.
They park in the middle of the parking lot.
Right.
Perpendicular to the spaces. Mm-hmm. So they taking up half of the room for you to get into the spot. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So say, they're parallel park, but you got to park straight in the space. And so if you park in a space, they're behind you. Uh-huh. It's enough room for you to get out, but
It's going to be tight. You don't want to have to deal with that.
Right. So it's like Benz, 7-tray vert. You know what I'm saying? It's cars. It's rolling.
And what are you trying to pull out in?
I'm in my mama Grand Am.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm not even pulling out. I'm pulling in.
Okay.
I'm pulling in. I'm in my mama Grand Am.
Woo.
You know what I'm saying? And
late model or is it a?
It's fair. It's decent. Okay. It ain't old. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But we respectable on the regular people side of things. Okay. But,
what happened to Pontiac? Are they still around?
I don't even know.
Shout out to Pontiac.
But, because these niggas are a gang. They a gang, basically. So they it's 100 of them, and it's all kind of women. It's just packed out there. It's already jumping. It's after the club. Everybody out there. And they known for, just beating niggas down. They notorious.
Yeah.
They niggas that beat you down in the club and you get kicked out.
Right. Because it's easier just to get you out of
right.
there.
Right, and they buying bottles.
Security scared of them and
what I'm saying?
Could you please stop, please?
Exactly.
I'll be back. I'll be back. Give me 5 minutes. Y'all break it up yourselves.
So I pull in. I'm like, okay, it's space, but I'm a little tipsy. You coming from the club.
Oh, no.
So I pull into the parking lot. I'm like, oh, it's a space right there. Uh-huh. I'm going to pull in it. So I pull into the space. Uh-huh. It's not enough room for me to hit the corner all the way, so I had to do like a little three-point backup.
Right.
Do my little three-point backup, and I hit the Benz. Doo-doo.
Ooh.
And then the alarm goes off on the Benz.
Shit.
So
in that moment, what are you thinking?
I'm dead. I'm thinking I'm dead.
Shit.
Like the whole fucking parking lot freezes. Because everybody knows it's finna be a beatdown. So all of the 6-1 crew niggas, they mounting up and flexing and whatever they got to do. the women are looking like, okay, yeah, it's about the okay.
Excitement.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, it's like a bunch of hyenas and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I get out the car. But people I'm with, they from college. Mm-hmm. They go straight into the restaurant. They didn't even stop. They just go straight into the restaurant.
Because they didn't even realize what
they,
happened.
They knew what happened, but they was not finna deal with this Miami.
Are these men or women?
It's two dudes and a girl.
Wow.
But they just going on. You know what I'm saying? And I don't blame them. I don't blame them at all.
Nah, you got to blame a couple
fuck that,
of them.
Fuck that. Nigga, if you saw them niggas, you would probably got on out the way too. But I'm like, okay.
So, all right, well, let me ask you this, though. Uh-huh. If you're not blaming them, if they went to the restaurant and shit looked like it was going to pop off and you skirted out and left them at the restaurant, would you be cool with that? Be cool, right?
That'd
fair.
Be cool, too.
Right,
that's fair enough. Y'all niggas, hey, y'all should have stayed with me.
Yeah.
But, so I get out the car. Now, I'm looking respectable.
Mm-hmm.
I got on a nice size link chain. I got my Bally's on. I got my fresh cut. I look like somebody in the mix. But
you got your vitals. They looking at your hood vitals.
Right,
okay,
I got hood vitals.
Uh-huh.
But I'm outgunned. I'm outmanned. It's a fuck. I'm a light skinned dude with a fade.
Nah,
these
man.
Niggas just got dreads and goals. So I scanned the crowd super fast. And I was trying to identify who is the leader of this whole fucking scenario.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
What's going on? Are they forming?
Everybody, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has stopped what they're doing.
Right.
All eyes is on
you,
the victim.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Every, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the hyena, like the, you know what I'm saying? The henchmen niggas is like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They just waiting for the word.
Yeah.
They waiting for the chicks is like, uh-huh, oh, you done fucked up. Mm-hmm. Shit. Ooh.
That's the worst.
So I scan, I surveillance the crowd. I identify who I believe to be the head nigga.
Mm-hmm.
I step straight to the nigga. I say, we look at the damage on the Benz. We look, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't really nothing, no scratch, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? We look, we ain't see shit. I looked up at him. The only thing I could muster was, you straight?
Keep it short. Keep it quick.
He was like, yeah, I'm straight.
Ooh.
And then I walked off.
That's what's up.
And everybody looked so disappointed.
Niggas was like, come
on. Aw. It was almost like a collective, aw. Like, how the fuck, how did this motherfucker escape this scenario?
Everybody tuned in. Yeah.
It was just, you know what I'm saying, a quick little bing bing.
Were they there when you left?
Nah, they was gone after that. We, you know what I'm saying? It was still crowded out there, but they was gone.
When you walk back in that restaurant and them two cats, the woman, the two cats.
I didn't give a fuck. I was just happy I got up in that
bitch. Did they even have any concern?
I don't give a fuck. I was drunk and alive.
All
I wanted was some motherfucking kunk. I wanted some kunk. Nigga, I had survived. I had won the Miami Street Wars, man.
Hilarious.
I felt like an ambassador, nigga. Like I had negotiated the Kosovo Peace Treaty or something.
Mm.
Because, yeah, man. Because I've seen them just beat niggas down for less.
That's the worst.
So I was like, whoo. But I think if I had chose the wrong dude to have the conversation with,
mm-hmm.
it might not have went that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was, it now was did key.
You said it was the guy whose Benz it was. So he's the victim.
I don't even know who owned the car. I didn't even know, even at the end of the day, if that was his car.
Right.
All I knew was that. He looked like he was the ringleader of all these hyenas.
Did he look like the ringleader? Did he look sensible, or he just looked like the guy?
No, he just looked like he.
So it was still a gamble.
In this scenario, he looked like the guy.
Okay,
it wasn't no sense. They don't. None of them looked sensible.
It wasn't one guy that's like, listen.
Nah, he ain't nobody had on a suit and shit. He the businessman.
Right.
Nah, these niggas had on blue camouflage suits and dreads and. It wasn't like that shit was, they was holding court.
That blue camo is very dangerous. That you know Russian camo, yeah, that's terrible.
They was blue camoed out, gold teeth, doodle dreads, Benz, 7-tray Chevy, and whatever else was after that.
What's the 7? That's 73?
The 73.
Okay.
That's the popular
Chevy model.
Chevy model in Miami. That's 7-tray. Like when cats, like dunks now, like we won dunks then, they didn't have the big rims at that time. That was more dating.
It's something specific about that body style.
Yeah, it's just hard. That just looked hard. Like for a Miami perspective, that was the car.
A Chevy what? Impala? Chevy
Impala, okay. Caprice.
Caprice, you know classic. What I'm saying?
Like LA got the six trays and shit like that. That's, I guess for them, that's what look.
Right.
That's what you like, that you associate that with hard and, you know what I'm saying, gangster and everything else.
Right.
In Miami, it was the 73s and shit.
Mm. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So, nigga, escape that shit.
Yeah, but that's a close call.
But when you come outside in Brooklyn, I don't even know Brooklyn like that. I don't know the thugs. I don't have no, you know what I'm saying? I don't have no cavalry to call.
Yeah, you got no cats.
So
yeah.
you know, you just look out there and hope they ain't fucking with your shit.
Right.
And I've been lucky. Like, you know what I'm saying? Anytime somebody was like round my car, some shit like this, like some kids.
Right.
Like some teenagers. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Hit them with the black daddy voice.
Yeah. All right now.
You know what I'm saying? They make it happen, but never like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, one time we were shooting a documentary for AZ. Mm-hmm. BET, the Door Die joint.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there, I pulled up, I parked in front of the projects because we were shooting in front of his projects.
Mm-hmm.
And then his boys, like later his boys came, we was already shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came downstairs to shoot him on the sidewalk with his boys and shit. All his boys was like surrounding my car, kind of sitting
right,
on
right,
this
right,
shit.
Right.
And I was, you know what I'm saying, I ain't wanna, you know. Yeah. Flex on it, you know what I'm saying? We was working and shit.
Right.
I just let it pass. They wasn't being belligerent.
Just hope your hood ain't too dense.
they ain't do nothing.
Real
too
fat
crazy.
Motherfucker on your hood, nah, killing your hood.
They was kind of just leaning with their elbows and shit. Like, should I? Nah, I'm gonna just let it be.
That's funny. I remember one day, it's nothing car related. It's just, I guess you talk about some teenagers and shit. And tell him, get the fuck out of here, or whatever the fuck. When you get your older,
mm-hmm.
your older stance. I remember one time me and my lady was in the crib, and it's some crazy outburst, some wild shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, being nosy, ran to the window to see what's what. There was a bunch of teenagers out there doing some dumb shit. And this a block where there don't even be a whole lot of teenagers. And we looking out just to see what's going on, right? Like doing the little peep out.
Mm-hmm.
And we got caught peeping. It's like, yo, what y'all looking at? Niggas just had to stand tall and just look at them, like just stare them down, because you couldn't get punked out your own window. So it was just the old mother. What y'all looking at? We just had to just have a standoff for a minute, and then they just dispersed. But that shit was hilarious. I felt like such a fucking old head. What y'all looking at? I was like, that shit was funny.
New York is such a man. You got to deal with like so aggressive. New York. You don't have to deal with shit like that in other cities. Like when you live in a house and it's back up off the sidewalk,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like New York, motherfucker, be having a date right in front, 10 feet from your door.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the car, drinking, playing the music.
Uh huh.
It was just crazy.
You
shit.
Feel like you cramping their style. You just try to live your life.
Right.
That's so funny. I saw a tweet that said, in New York, cats say, my bad, not because they apologize. They just want to let you know whose fault it was. That's true as shit. My bad. And keep going. This shit ain't really no apology. Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. What's going on, man? You ready? Black Panther is this weekend.
Black Panther is this weekend.
How you feeling, man?
I mean, I'm excited. I think it is a key pivotal moment in the Black Renaissance that's going on right now.
Right.
I think it's one of those touch points. So it's one of those turning points in the game where you'll start seeing more stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That targets us, especially after the amount of money that they're gonna make on this shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We'll probably see some more big budget movies targeted at us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's good. I'm excited about that. I'm excited to see what they did with it.
Yeah. I'm hearing good things.
You know?
I was talking to my man Chris Lambert, you know, and we both had the same concern. He said he's going to take a nap beforehand because he don't want to fall asleep in the theater. I done fell asleep in the last three movies I've seen in the theater.
Why are you falling asleep?
The shit's just too comfortable. I think it's just like, I do a whole lot of shit during the day. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just running around and, you know, you might buy tickets a week or something, or you make the plan for the movies,
mm-hmm.
but you still got a whole day of living. You right. know what I mean? And then right. by the time I get to that theater and those lights go down, and that comfortable ass seat, especially if I get one of those recliners, I always fuck myself up when I get the recliners. It's the worst shit ever.
I think it might be a contingency of folks that's taking the day off. It's Muggs is taking this shit seriously.
Well, it's on Friday. I mean, what you gonna take on Saturday?
No, I'm just saying you could take off today, Friday, to get your outfit together.
Oh, the whole thing.
You know what I'm saying? It's open like Thursday. We're going to see it Thursday.
Right.
So
Thursday night.
So right. I mean, I'm sure there's people going. I mean, it's just like people excited. I don't know what people are going to do. People excited.
You dressing up?
I might. I might because my son, he's all into it.
Yeah.
And then my wife, she's kind of like, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. getting into it because he's so excited. And, you know, she's starting to see it online and shit like that. Mm-hmm. So if they decide they want to do it, she's like, I'm going to buy us matching dashiki. So I'm like, shit, I'll do it. I don't give a fuck.
Shit, got the
dashiki budget. Get me a long-ass ostrich feather and shit.
I want to get an African medallion. I ain't seen a good African medallion in a minute.
I wonder who used to make those.
Like, who's the company?
Like, not the company. I'm sure it was probably just somebody that started doing them shits at first.
I feel like you used to, back in the day, you'd be able to find them shits everywhere.
Yeah, they were everywhere. Then y'all start listening to NWA, and that shit fell out of vogue.
Everybody wanted to be a damn mobster. Yeah, I'm going to look in my blackest corners of the city. See if I can find a quick Africa medallion. I got a couple places I'm going to scope out.
No doubt.
I was listening to the Black Panther soundtrack. I think I got a lot of unpopular opinions this pod.
What you mean?
It's all right. It's all right.
You ain't have no favorites? No standouts?
Nah, not really. I got to listen to it again. I'm like, it's one of them things where I find myself listening to it, trying to like it. You know what I'm saying? Because it seemed like it would make a lot of sense. TDE, right. You know, Kendrick, all of that shit, Black Panther. It's not whack.
No, it's not whack.
It's just like it hasn't moved me.
Nah, I think it was an opportunity. You know what I'm saying?
It was an opportunity.
They had this movie. It would look like it was going to do something. Hey, why don't we do a soundtrack?
Right.
Hey, TDE, Dre, what's up? You know?
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't a lot of connect. I don't think they actually tried really hard. You know what I'm saying? There's some good music on there. It's a couple of joints. But like, I'm like, are they listening to this in Wakanda? But
Right.
But even the Afrobeat joints, you know what I'm saying? I felt like they could have, you know.
I didn't even catch that. I got to listen to that.
It's about 3 or 4 Afrobeat joints.
Really?
Yeah. But they didn't use no real African artists, I don't think. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like the popping ones, you know, seemed like, you know.
They ain't use
if it was a plan, it seemed like you would have went hard.
No WizKid.
No DeVito or nothing like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No, you know what I mean? It's a lot of cats they could fuck with.
From Nigeria, that's crazy right now. I forget his name, David something.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
David O, DeVito,
or whatever.
My man FA managed him.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Shout out to him. My homie Kev, they got the same last name, and he's been in Nigeria a couple times this year,
mm-hmm.
and they be thinking he's related to him.
Right.
It's proven to be fruitful.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Shout out to David O.
Yeah, that's my cuz.
You know what I mean?
That mother live in Atlanta.
Ain't that crazy? Does he? Hilarious.
But he from Nigeria though.
That's what's up. Yeah, man. I'm excited about it. I'm hoping this, from what I hear, it's gonna be a good one. I'm just excited more about, you know, the shit, you know, the moment for the people.
Yeah, I'm
the movie is whatever. If it's great, that's just icing. Right now, I just like the anticipation, the moment. People feel good about it. Everybody's supporting it. You know what I mean? It's gonna be a good one.
I don't think we at the blackest of theaters though.
Where y'all at? Well, you never know. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, the first my wife, she went in. She bought tickets for The Boys Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
But then the whole family going to see it Friday night.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Back to back black.
Back to back black. You know what I'm saying? We're going in. But the first night, we're at the Alamo Draft House.
That's the new theater out there.
That's the new one, downtown Brooklyn.
You can eat and all of that.
Yeah, you can eat. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not sure, you know what I'm saying, what the audience ratio is going to be.
It's still gonna be some blacks.
Oh, I mean, I'm sure it's gonna be cracking in there.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, Court Street is gonna be where you're gonna feel it.
Is Court Street the new black theater in Brooklyn?
I mean, that's the only one, really. It's like
Lindenwood.
That's only black.
Yeah.
On a regular day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Like Linden out there by the Linden, pink house.
That multiplex out there. That's still there?
Yeah, that was when I first moved here. That was our original theater.
Right.
Because we live like right. Highland Boulevard, East New York, between East New York, Queens.
He's right down the block, yeah.
So that was our original joint. Yeah, that shit, that's black as fuck.
That's metal detectors and everything.
We screened Twa in there. Twa ran in there.
Did it get love?
Yeah, it got love.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, I think we go into, I think we might be doing like a Lincoln Center. You know, there was a hot, yeah, that's where I like to go. I'm not going front. I want to see the movie. I'm a Lincoln Center cat for years.
No doubt. I like to see the movie.
I used to go to Magic.
I want to feel the presence, though.
I hear you. Oh, no, the presence is going to be felt at Lincoln. I feel like it ain't. It's
Lincoln Center, you think they
go? Hell yeah, because it's central. I mean, the only other place to go is Magic.
Right. And that's already sold out.
That shit been sold out. And you know me and Magic, we done had a couple issues.
Magic. Oh, the theater?
Yeah, and I ain't got no problems with Magic. Oh, okay. But the theater, like, you know, once I went to see the Kevin Hart movie, it was a mouse ran through. No, that shit fucked my whole shit up. And then the last time I went to go see, I told you about this shit, when I went to go see You're Not My Negro or I'm Not Your Negro. Mm-hmm. And it was two motherfuckers just having a meeting behind me. Right. Like, you know what I mean? It was like they chose to meet at the theater.
In the movie.
You know, how motherfuckers would typically go, let's go to a coffee shop so we could talk, so we could catch up.
Right.
It was like, yo, let's go to I'm Not Your Negro and catch up. And then I told you, they was just so disconnected. They didn't even know what the fuck was going on. They didn't even realize they was in a woke-ass movie talking about the most ignorant shit. It killed me, man. Right. Anyway.
Yeah, Lincoln Center is a great choice.
Yeah, it's a good.
Very up.
No, man, it's about as up as everywhere else. Alamo Draft House is up, Pop.
Nah, Pop.
What's the other one? It's another one. It's called, there's a couple of them joints, but there's another one. I forget the name of it, where you could get the liquor. I think there's one downtown, way downtown. There's, what do they call it? IPix or some shit like that. There's IMAX. One in, no, not IMAX. It's like
that's what I want to see that shit on.
Is it? But see, this is the thing about IMAX. If it's not shot for IMAX, which most movies are not,
this is.
Oh, word?
Yeah, I saw a panel that they were on last night on. I saw it on Twitter, but
Saw it though.
Ryan Coogler was saying that he couldn't wait to watch it on IMAX because IMAX actually sponsored that panel.
Oh, well, that's dope.
So they were saying that they shot it differently for the IMAX presentation than they did for the regular presentation. Like, they did different scenes, like, you know, I guess the transitional scenes coming into Wakanda and all that shit. In the IMAX version is different than the regular version. So I was like, damn, I want to see that shit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to catch them IMAX because I think them IMAX tickets went fast. I'm going to check it out, man. But your boy Ryan Coogler's on a fucking run, dog. You see the little... I hate that I get a lot of my information from memes. But, but I do research
the meme. They travel fast.
But he did Fruitvale at 27. Mm-hmm. Did Creed at 29. And is doing Black Panther at 31.
Right.
That's a hat trick.
That's fire. When you come in, like, he came into a renaissance, you know what I'm saying? Where that black voice started becoming important. I mean, I think they offered it to Ava first.
Black Panther?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like about right. It makes sense.
She turned it down, I think. Mm. No, don't get me wrong. But I think they offered it to Ava.
Uh-huh.
She turned it down and then they offered it to Ryan.
In my opinion, I think that's a better choice. I like Ava. I like what she's moving on. I like, you know, how she is the cruise director of the black film movement, this whole renaissance. She's one of the heads.
Yeah.
But, some of her movies ain't really all that. Like, I seen Middle of Nowhere. It was a little slow motion.
Man, that was independent.
That's a lot of independent. Fruitvale was independent.
It won $1,000,000 and shit.
It's all right. You could be independent and still be cracking. You could still have a good movie. It's independent. There's a lot of independent movies that are like, oh, shit. I liked Selma. I don't. What's this next one? Is the one with Oprah and Mindy Kaling?
She got this big budget animated joint.
Yeah, that's the one. I'm curious what's going to happen with that. But I like Coogler as a director. I like Creed. I like how he shot those boxing scenes, the movement. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that. I like Fruitvale. Like how he took you on a ride. Mm-hmm. What's the other one? And Black Panther. I think he's a dope fucking director.
Yeah, but when you go from like Fruitvale, which was probably $15 million at the most, you know what I mean?
What, for the budget?
Yeah.
Right.
And what was the other one?
Creed, which is probably a nice little budget.
Probably like 40, 50 or some shit like that, to like a $100 million superhero movie. Like, coming, like being a director that has never done that, I'm sure that shit is, it's already, that's a big ass jump and a hell of a learning curve. And it's something that you got to be real confident in yourself to take on. That's probably, you know what I'm saying, why Ava was like, you know what, hey, I don't want to fuck that up. You know what I'm saying? And maybe he was like, you know what, fuck that shit, run it.
Let's get it. You know Let's what I'm get saying? It.
It's like, you know.
Why not?
Motherfuckers, once motherfucker give you $15 million and above, they already on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying, you got to really be strong in your what you setting out to do to kind of, you know, tackle that, maintain it, and then push it through.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So hats off to him for, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For getting that shit done. He's in the hall of motherfucking fame.
He's killing
by
him.
Default right now.
Matt, who you fucking with? You like Ava or you like Ryan as a director?
I can't say I'm an expert on either of their works, to be honest.
Oh, goodness. Thank you, Matt. It's good talking to you.
Man, that was a setup.
Now you never know.
You know what I'm saying?
Matt over there with the Google machine.
Ava. Ava DuVernay, she started with Rainforest too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
She, PR though, right?
She was a publicist for Trois.
That's what's up.
That same Trois movie.
So he's a beast. I like Ryan as a director a little bit more. What else? Oh, speaking of which, fucking Chris Rock shit dropped today.
It dropped today?
It drops today.
What time?
Midnight. I mean, it drops today. Today meaning today.
Tuesday or Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, we trying to be Wednesday. You it drops Wednesday. Yeah, Valentine's
nigga,
Day.
Nigga, this is my...
Yeah, this is the present moment.
Right. The present.
It dropped. It's on your Netflix right now. Tambourine.
That's a good old Netflix and chill Valentine's
That's a good
date.
Look. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good one. You know Shout out to Chris for that alley-oop.
If you ain't had no ideas... You know what I'm saying? Run that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it comes about. I seen it. I seen him at the Garden, and I've seen him run that hour, you know, various little spots here and there, and I seen him do an hour at Stress Factory a couple years ago. So it's like, I'm curious what's going to make the cut. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So that should be kind of cool, man. Tambourine. Should be.
That's what it's called?
That's what it's called.
I thought it was, what was the name of the tour?
Total Blackout.
But the special is called Tambourine.
Special is called Tambourine because it's based on the joke in the
Total Blackout.
In the joint.
And he didn't want them to own the name. Right,
I guess, man. I mean, now, I'm sure they own a lot of shit for that check they wrote.
I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to keep Total Blackout for me.
Right, I guess. Yeah, so Tambourine makes a little bit more sense for what he's talking about
mm-hmm.
than Total Blackout. I think Total Blackout was just one of them things where it was like culturally, so much shit is going on that it's a great way. That's a nice little hashtag to cut through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll see what happens.
What you doing Valentine's Day, though?
I'm chilling. I'm taking my sister to the doctor during the day. You know, me and my lady, I told you, we don't really all the way celebrate Valentine's. Okay. We celebrate Black History Month.
You know so y'all mean? Do a whole month.
Yeah, well, I feel like...
So y'all going Black Panther.
We're going to do Black Panther. We're going to do something
That's
nice.
Interesting. How do you celebrate Black History Month?
How do you celebrate Black History Month? I don't know. I guess you just... When you
black... You do it.
Well, I guess.
Like, what do you do?
Do you really celebrate Black... I celebrate... What I say, I mean you know,
if your lady say y'all celebrating Black History Month, nigga, you need to come up with some shit.
Well, this is what happened. This is because I used to do a joke years ago. I was like, you know, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day because it gets in the way of Black History Month. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? So then kind of like the joke was, when I get her something for Valentine's Day, it's really Happy Black History Month type shit. You know what I'm saying? Because the Valentine's Day thing is, that's a hustle. You know what I'm saying? That's a card holiday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not mad at it. If you in a relationship, you should show some love towards whoever you in that relationship with. But I don't need Hallmark to breathe down my neck and be like, yo. What's up with you and your lady?
What's up with that card,
though? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? You need to pass these words along, my man.
Right. So you do a little something, you know, something. It will be acknowledged.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to enjoy ourselves. But, yeah, that's what it's going to be. And then we got Black Panther on the weekend. I'll be totally honest with you. I almost forgot Valentine's Day was tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, again, what are you doing? Are you celebrating?
I typically don't celebrate Valentine's Day.
You pull a Muslim card or you just
No. I actually asked my wife to marry me on Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, there you go.
But we don't celebrate it. Because our anniversary.
And that was the day you proposed?
Yeah, but then our anniversary, we got married a week later.
Right.
So we celebrated the anniversary.
What date was that?
The 22nd.
Oh, okay.
The 22nd, because you couldn't get married on a Monday. They don't do them on Mondays. We got married at the courthouse, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So they don't do them shits on Monday, so right. We had to do it Tuesday.
Right.
So it was actually a better date anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was February 22nd, 2000. So, you know what I'm saying? 2-2-2-2. We like Jay-Z now, except it's twos.
It's less drama. You know
what I'm saying? Half the drama.
Half the 2-2-2.
Half the budget, too.
Hilarious. Oh, shit.
But so we usually celebrate the anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
But this year... I got a little work scenario. I'm shooting Gregory Porter tomorrow, mm-hmm. who's doing Carnegie Hall for the first time.
Are you doing some behind the scenes shit?
Behind the scenes, like all the lead up to it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All the way up until he goes on the stage.
That's dope.
Yeah, so, but we're gonna, you know, after I finish shooting, we're gonna enjoy the show and then we're gonna go to the dinner and then we're gonna go to the after set and that's gonna be Valentine's.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah.
Is he doing like an after set party or is he playing somewhere on some Prince type shit?
No, he's doing like a little, I don't really know.
Okay.
It's after gathering type right. of thing. You know, see, the thing is Greg was in Bed-Stuy, let's say 7 years ago.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just regular like us.
Making soup.
Making soup at the
making
bread.
Making a good ass soup, you said.
The best soup at the bread, what was it called? Bed-Stuy.
Mm-hmm.
Bed-Stuy was the coffee shop. His brother lives on my block.
Right.
And then.
That's the cat you shot the pageant, office pageant?
Yeah, office pageant, right. Yeah. And so Greg came to New York to pursue he came for a play and then he stayed to pursue his music.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, he's working in the coffee shop and he made the soups.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker made a mean ass soup, man.
What soup? What kind of soup was it?
Like corn chowder. You know what I'm saying? I love this corn chowder soup because. You know what I'm saying? I'm a butterhead, right?
Mm-hmm. Like butter?
Like butter. Like, you know, I like butter on my shit. Like,
really?
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So the corn chowder soup had the butter in it. That shit was just fucking like, oh, man, this is great.
Yeah.
And then he left to start singing and shit.
You don't even support that shit. You're like, come on, man. You had a whole thing going with this butter.
Damn.
This butter corn chowder.
So he started singing. And then he was, you know, he was good as fuck, of course.
Right.
But, you know what I'm saying, we was shooting his videos and all that stuff. And then, you know, once he got going.
Yeah.
Shit, he been gone. He been touring 200-something dates a year.
Yeah.
Since then. Right. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, with that kind of schedule, you don't really stop to celebrate. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you just go.
Dog. You know it'd be a dope little video.
What's that?
You get that man back in the kitchen to do that corn chowder. That, but like just like a secret talent type thing.
Uh-huh.
Get you back in the kitchen. You didn't know Gregory Porter make a mean butter soup or big corn chowder. So you show him doing that shit, singing while he cooking this. That shit'll be fire. Give you the little recipe.
Right.
That's some. You know what I mean? That'd be a dope little piece of content.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
I don't know what kitchen I'm gonna get him in, but you
get
know,
something.
We'll
get a
see.
Little kitchen. That could be cool because, you know, that's for the real fans.
Right. That's,
that's pre SoundCloud.
Mm-hmm.
Do jazz musicians do SoundCloud?
I don't know. He skipped the sound. He wasn't SoundCloud. Wasn't cracking in his era.
Right.
He put out a little album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Damn, a little.
No,
album.
No, no. I'm just saying this is how it's perceived.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You start. No, listen. I'm not.
By who?
No, listen. When you don't know and you don't know a motherfucker's talent, motherfucker ain't blowed up yet. You know what I'm saying? He live on the block. He's still singing at the Christmas function in the neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? And then he puts out his album and it's dope.
Right.
And the shit gets a Grammy nomination.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh shit. You know what I'm saying? Then you go, he don't win the first year.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, then you go back to work and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
go back to making soups.
Go back to making songs. At this point, he, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He going. And then he makes another album. It gets nominated. I think he wins that one. And then he gets signed to another label. But they like, even when I did the interview, like, he's a jazz artist, right?
Yeah.
But his last two albums sold over a million records.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So he's an anomaly.
He's fucking, in some countries, he's a pop star.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a bona fide pop hero.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So when I interviewed the guy who is the president of Blue Note Records,
mm-hmm.
he was kind of like, you know, we signed this guy. We didn't know. We didn't think anything of it. We knew we loved his talent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We knew he was talented, a great songwriter, blah, blah, blah. But we didn't, you know, we figured he'd sell a few records like he's been doing on other labels.
Yeah.
So, motherfucker owns his masters and his publishing. So, you know, he puts out, he gets signed to the big label.
Mm-hmm.
But Blue Note, Universal France.
Right.
But they don't know that it's going to sell a bunch of records.
Right.
They thinking, you know, he's a great artist. He's a great artist to have on a blue chip label like Blue Note.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But
it's like the raucous.
Right.
Yeah.
But the shit in the Blue Note is just reinventing itself, just coming back out of the vaults. You know what I'm saying? It's a great reentry.
Uh-huh.
And then this guy goes and sells all these records, but he you know what I'm saying? He was able to retain control of his works, which is the most beautiful thing in the game.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he cracked. He like, you got to understand, a million records, that's better than most rappers that's out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
And rap is the biggest shit
right
on earth.
Right. You sold a million on a jazz joint.
On a jazz. Like,
that's a Norah Jones ass.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's just now starting to resonate in the States. You know what I'm saying? I have a few friends who see me posted on Facebook or whatever that's up on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it was a slow burn coming into the States, and now it's starting to pick up.
Right.
You know, he sold out Carnegie Hall for, you know, Valentine's Day. That's what it would be, man.
That's going to be fly.
It's going to be fly.
That's going to be fly. I've never been to Carnegie Hall, but I hear the acoustics in that shit is, like, the best.
Right. Yeah. I've never been to Carnegie Hall either.
I heard that shit is steep as fuck. Like, when you sit up in the, like, the balcony, that shit's like, whoosh, like, it's crazy.
So, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And what his brother wanted to do was, hey, man, you've been running for 7 years. Last time we celebrated was the first time you got nominated for a Grammy.
Mm.
And we did a party at Drome.
Right.
Down Lower East Side.
Yeah.
And that was like the kickoff before we went to L.A. And then we shot out in L.A. But so they're at Carnegie Hall, so they're going to do a big celebration afterwards. Probably invite all the old neighborhood people and stuff
that's
like
dope.
That. So I don't really know what it is, but that's where we're going to be.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, if it feels good. Like when, you know, you're there, you see it happening, you're part of it, and then it works.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's like good shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's good shit.
Pitch him that soup idea too. I will.
He gonna be like, motherfucker, I ain't made a soup in motherfucking years, nigga.
Motherfucker.
You drove it. Niggas always wanna drag you back to where you was when you was down. Nigga, I'm up.
I don't make soup no more. That's like Goodfellas?
Right.
When Kept Pressing, Joe Pesci was like, hey, yo, go ahead and go get your fucking shine box. He had to put in work on his ass.
Right. Like Cardi B say, I don't dance no more. I make money moves.
Right. Right. Oh, man. Anyway, what
so,
else?
So we're going to do that. And then, you know what I'm saying? Then I got to figure out what we're going to do for the anniversary, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a trip. So
that's
you gotta keep that shit. Like, when you're in a marriage, man, you gotta keep that shit going,
because
you know anything y'all, you know, when you been together 18 years, we've been married. This will be our 18th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could beef on some shit, and then this shit be just fucked up. You don't want to talk,
right?
fuck all that shit. We ain't talking today.
Valentine's Day is canceled.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, dinner canceled. Everything canceled, nigga. You getting something tonight is canceled too.
Hilarious.
You know what I'm saying? All that.
Carnegie Hall on Valentine's Day is a good look, though. That's a good look.
It's good. I hope. You know what I'm saying, it resonates.
Speaking of good look, man, this two-page Gucci spread in the new GQ, a Dapper Dan in Harlem. That shit is official. That shit looks so black.
It is black as fuck. but again, it's a black renaissance.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, you got Dapper Dan and about 3-4 regular cats.
Right, chilling.
And a Gucci ad.
With no Gucci on, chilling.
So the real winners are the regular cats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got that shit. They walk around the hood with the GQ.
Mm-hmm.
Holding, hey, yeah, you see me, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit fire.
You know what I'm saying? You see me in the Gucci ad. But you looking like a bum. Fuck all that. Shit, I got paid.
I guess they do get paid. They got to get
paid.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
That ain't by mistake.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah,
niggas was casted.
Just sit over there.
You know what I'm saying? He probably rolled past that damn page 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times.
Uh-huh.
Okay, do it again.
Do you sure you don't need me to put no Gucci on? Nah, you fine.
Nah, you good.
You Gucci.
You good.
You Gucci enough. What else, man? Is there anything else before we transform and get up out of here?
What you think about the Obama painting?
Again, man, I'm the guy with the unpopular opinion.
You keep saying that, but you know,
I guess it's not that unpopular. It's cool. I love Kehinde Wiley. I think he's dope. I didn't like this photo. I just didn't like Obama's disposition. He looked a little too like
loose,
a little angry. Not loose, just a little. Like I want to see. I wouldn't mind seeing him looking a little bit more jubilant.
Right.
You know what I mean? A little bit more happy because. When I think of Obama, I feel happy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to see
colors
him smiling
look happy.
On. The colors is cool, but he just it almost don't match. He's in the middle of all this beautiful greenery,
but that's the art.
He's sitting like somebody fought it.
All of Kehinde's joints are oxymoronic. You know what I'm saying?
Is that what's going on?
It's like
shit?
You know what I'm saying. It's always a disposition that doesn't really match. It's not supposed to go.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Like you have this cat in Timberlands, no shirt on, with a wife beater or whatever, and he's in this majestic ass pose.
Right.
And then he takes a majestic ass dude and puts him in a regular ass, you know what I'm saying? Like he should have on some Timberlands.
Right.
Sitting on the corner in the Dapper Dan ad, you know, in the back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it's just they took artistic license,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, to create something that, you know, was a little different.
The woman that did the Michelle Obama painting, she went to Clark Atlanta, so shout out to her. You got to get respect off the rip.
A lot of people are giving that one a lot of hell more than the Kehinde joint because they said it don't look like it.
It don't look. When you watch the little unveiling video, uh-huh. it kind of, if you look close, look like Michelle, like, who this bitch? Who the fuck is this?
You think they ain't seen it before? They haven't seen it before?
Oh, I don't know. You think that was their first time?
I don't know. I don't
the
know.
Reveal was
but,
real?
But see, as far as the artwork on Michelle,
yeah.
Well, maybe her face don't look, you know what I'm saying, like one-to-one like her, you know what I'm saying? But the body, like what she really killed that shit,
mm-hmm.
the body presence, like mm-hmm. she nailed that shit to me. Like
really?
The way her body is situated and her legs and how strong her stance is, mm-hmm. her sit is rather, not stand, she's not standing.
Mm-hmm.
She nailed that shit. Now, the face part, you know what I'm saying, people, I guess, believe it should be one-to-one. But, you know, when you fucking with art, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times that shit is just an interpretation. It's
yeah.
not necessarily, you know what I'm saying, this needs to be an exact photo replica
right.
of the motherfucker that I'm painting. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So,
What do you think? What's your favorite out of the two?
Favorite out of the two. I mean, I guess I like Kehinde's joint.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Michelle one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It doesn't look. If I had to put one in my motherfucking house, I would put the Michelle one in my house.
Really?
Yeah. I like the strength in the disposition in that piece more than I like. Obama looked like he just finished smoking a Newport. You know what I'm saying?
Disgusting.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, okay, nigga, shit. I'm about this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So as far as, you know how, you know, black people, we like our, we want to look official. You
right.
know what I'm saying? At a certain point. And, you know what I'm saying? He I understand his interpretation.
Right.
But it don't look official. Like, mm. you know what I'm saying? But it is official. It just doesn't have that official presidential vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? With the other one, you don't expect that one to look as official, like but I like the colors and I like the way that she arranged that body, how her body was situated.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was strong. It was strong to me. You know what I'm saying? just my little uninformed artist interpretation.
Now, you an artist, man. You out here Oscar-nominated cinematographer.
That's what they say.
Yeah, man. Come on. You got the eye. Anyway. shit. I think it's about that time.
It's about that time.
Right there, an hour on the dead eye. Tell the people where you going to be at, man.
Where am I going to be? I'm going to be here. I'm shooting Greg tomorrow. Greg reporting tomorrow. We're going to, you know, be in the edit on that. Not going to All-Star. So, shit, I'll be right around here in the city doing the motherfucking thits I ain't.
There you go.
I'm on the Instagram, though, at Mr. Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You catch me there. Holla at your boy.
That's what's up. I'm doing a show for the New York Public Library on Thursday night. I think the New York Public Library branch in the 50s over there by the MoMA. So I'm doing that. I think it's a clean show. It is a clean show, so I got to figure out how I'm going to clean this show up. I'm doing that. I'm going to be at the Stand on Sunday night. Check me there. And I'm going to be watching Black Panther this weekend and Tambourine. So I'm going to have a good-ass time.
Yeah, I'm going to check that Tambourine shit out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me know what you think.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel like we out of here. Until then, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation.
What's up?
We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.